Andrea Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Have you seen Steven Spielberg's latest film, Disclosure Day? Probably not Spielberg's best film, but he has made an honest attempt to piece together the last 80 years of UFO-UAP history. If you haven't followed the push for disclosure of government information on UFOs, you'll probably experience this film as a fun thriller with heroes and villains and lots of car chases, including one where our whistleblower hero escapes by driving through a house. But if you expect to see lots of ETs running across the screen, you'll have to wait until the very end to see one. Instead, Spielberg weaves together the Roswell incident of 1947 and secret government programs on remote viewing and telepathy. And lest you believe that the government is only filled with villains, Spielberg makes it clear that there are many good people, like our Hollywood hero, who are taking great risks to their lives and careers to bring the truth to the public. People like Lou Elizondo, Hal Puthoff, and James Lukacsky. But most compelling is the film's emphasis on consciousness, including advanced techniques in cognitive enhancement, such as Noah, the government villain, uses to biolocate, that's teleporting to a different location, to terrorize an ex-nun who's trying to help our hero disclose information on government communication with NHI, that's non-human intelligence. I see this film as one of many attempts to avoid the ontological shock of full sudden disclosure by desensitizing the public. Rather than a sudden disclosure, maybe the president making an announcement on the White House lawn, wouldn't it be better to have films like Disclosure Day that get people used to the idea that we share the universe with other beings? Slow drip disclosure, or the break it to them gently approach, would prevent the global chaos that could happen with sudden full disclosure. Years ago, anthropologists discovered that if they approached an isolated tribe that had never been exposed to the modern world, they had to do it very carefully. If it was done suddenly, that society was usually destroyed within 3 months. So a gentler approach is better. Like if you walk into a room and someone doesn't realize you're there, you might tap on the door or make some sound to let them know that you're there so you don't startle them. NHI, or ETs, have been doing a lot of door tapping and ahums over the years, like UFO sightings and temporarily shutting down missile sites. But maybe it's time for NHI to speed up open contact, considering that we humans now have the ability to destroy ourselves and the entire planet through thermonuclear war. The doomsday clock, a symbol atomic scientists developed to represent the estimated likelihood of a human-made global catastrophe, is now set at 85 seconds to midnight, the closest the clock has been to midnight in its history, a very dangerous place to be. I don't believe ETs are here to save us. Most spiritual teachers say that beings from other planets or dimensions are prohibited from interfering with the free will of other beings, like us humans on Earth. But there is another way. They can help us expand our consciousness by waking up our latent psychic abilities. And this is a major point in Spielberg's film. When this consciousness expands, we'll understand that our era of primitive thinking, killing each other in endless wars, and destroying the planet is finally over. And we will experience disclosure and open contact, not as terrifying, but exciting beyond anything we can imagine, making us a mature and responsible species that's part of a wider galactic universe. For Esoterica, I'm Andrea Bella. Thanks for listening.